Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Oreo, and today we have with us a special guest, Ms. Lazan Kotsia, who is a former University of the Free State student. She's currently an employee in the Residence Life Department as a residence head of House Acacia, and she has been an athlete since 2012 in the University of the Free State. She competed in the 1500 meters and the marathon, and last year she won two medals, in one in the silver 1500 meters and the other in bronze in the marathon. And she ran an African record in the 1500 meters, and in the marathon she ran a world record. Lazan, how are you doing?
Hi Oyo, thank you so much for having me. I'm great this morning. I hope you're well as well.
So like, why did you decide to get into athletics?
Interesting story. So right. When I was in my years as a student, I was in Roos Marine residence.
Okay.
Roosies are the best, just saying. disclaimer. And we were actually in a first year's meeting. And as you also know, because having been a former prime, those meetings often take very long to complete. And the first year's meetings are often sort of the last priority. So they take place after house meetings and stuff, right? So we were sitting in a first year's meeting, and my RC Sports was looking for like a volunteer to compete at the first year's athletics, and the first years were not very forthcoming. Mm-hmm. And I actually just wanted to get the meeting over with. So I said to her, okay, I'll compete in the 100 meters. And then it backfired in my face, because then she said to me, okay, that's cool, but you need to stay after the meeting so that you can explain to me how it's going to work. I was like, oh dear. Okay, so this didn't go my way, but it's fine. So that's actually how my athletics career started. So I often make the joke and say, you know, I actually started with athletics by accident.
And you were actually a student initially here. So how did you actually balance being an athlete in a residence like Roos Marine, and also balance your academics as well?
Oh, I won't lie, it was quite tough. I think those of us who have been in residences, we know that actually the party starts after 7 at night and people start socializing and stuff, and that's actually when athletes need to go to bed. So I think the key thing was, you know, scheduling time for every specific activity and realizing that, you know, social needs to happen when social needs to happen, but when it's work time and when it's sports time, they have to take priority. I think us athletes, we don't experience the same student life that a normal student, if I can say it like that, would experience, because you have a lot more early nights, you have a lot more races over weekends, you have different priorities. But I was comfortable with that, because I never was, you know, the party animal or the one liking to go out. So it suited my personality well.
Okay. And did you ever come to a point where you're like, you know what, I regret doing this thing?
No, not really. I came to a point where I definitely felt I have to decide, am I all in or am I all out? Mm-hmm. I can't do it half-half. But that was more, and then I decided that I'm all in. Because I love sports, and I love the opportunities it gives me. And I love, you know, what it does for me as a person. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. There was never a point where I felt, I can't do this anymore.
What will be now the worst thing about being in sports that nobody ever told you about?
I think nobody can really explain to you the sacrifices that you make. You know, you train early over weekends. Mm-hmm. You train every day. You have to juggle things around. You miss out on some stuff. You don't go away with friends over weekends because you have races or training. There's a lot of sacrifices. And I think what I was lucky with is that I started so late, so that I didn't experience that at school. Because I think if you start experiencing that at an early age at school, then you're kind of tired when you get to the actual level where you want to excel in it, you know. So in that sense, I think I was very lucky, and I was adult enough to realize that I'll have to make this a priority.
Amy, I find it hard to believe you never even ran in high school. You just started in the varsity.
I was fat in high school, man.
So what would you say is the biggest challenge of being an athlete?
I think funding is obviously a big challenge in the sense that, you know, we're going through tough times after COVID, and, you know, even before – para athletes do not get a lot of sponsorships and funding like your rugby players or your soccer players would. And I think para athletics in itself is not very sponsored, but para athletics is even sort of, it's even less sponsored. I think, and obviously, you know, sponsorship has to do with airtime and how much athletes get to be on television and how the exposure that the sponsor would get. So, like, for me, like, one of my dreams is to put para-athletics and para-sports and disabled sports on the map and make people watch it and, you know, give them airtime, because these people really work hard to get where they are, and to give them the opportunity to showcase that to the world is amazing.
So how would you say being an athlete changed your perspective in life?
I realized that you have to work hard in order to achieve success. I don't want to say that I didn't know that, but sports kind of brings that home, because if you don't work hard enough, you'll not be able to excel. And your physical ability, literally, and how you feel on race day is often tied to what you did in training and how hard you trained in the cycle before. And it's just, that's a physical reminder every time that, you know, you have to make sacrifices and you have to work hard to get where you want to go.
Now, if you were to meet Lazan, who was 16 years celebrating a sweet 16, what would you say to her?
Wow, girl, you have no idea what's coming for you. Sure, that's a difficult question. I think at that point, I would sort of say to her that although you don't feel like you know where you're going in life, you will figure out your way and God will show you where you need to go. And he will, whoever you believe in, will pave your path for you and you'll find your way. Eventually. And I think as students also, you know, a lot of people, they study something but they're not quite sure if they're going to use it, and they don't know with the economy and with unemployment. But I think the message I would want to get across is that you will find a way in life. You just need to grab the opportunities that are given to you.
So being a super athlete that you are, and resident head of the best residence on campus.
Yes,
and also,
I think,
are you studying towards your master's, or you already received it?
I've done a master's, but at the moment I'm studying towards my MBA. So exciting, having to do with the business school.
You sound like a jack of all trades. What other job would you rather do?
I don't think there's like, I love my students, and at the moment there's no other job that I would do. But I think for me, the ultimate would be to one day get into corporate and to be able to, you know, work in sort of an environment where I can push for diversity and inclusivity to become a reality in many organizations, and not just with disability, but with everything, with race, with culture, with language, with disability, with everything, gender, you know. That would be my ultimate dream, and that's why I want to do my MBA, because I think it'll enhance my attractiveness for corporates.
What kind of footprint would you want to leave in the University of the Free State? The unique thing about Lazan Kutsia, like something as sort of a legacy.
I think, yeah, our Rez's motto is live, love, learn, and leave a legacy, right? So I love this question. And I think for me, the ultimate thing that I would want to drive home to all students is that irrespective of your background and irrespective of where you come from, you will be able to make whatever you want to make out of your life. I mean, there's things that I never, for example, wanted to be a lecturer. And last week I had to present training to like the RC diversities. And for me, being blind, it was a challenge because I needed to obviously get somebody to move my PowerPoint. And with the support of my support system in terms of Ms. Bulani and everybody in residence life, you know, I think they also allow me the freedom to be who I am, and to what I can share and what I can teach students, I also get the opportunity to do that, you know. So my sort of legacy that I would love to leave is to make people realize that you can do whatever you put your mind to. You just need to build the right support system, and you need to have people believing in you. And in order for that to happen, you need to have a passion, and you need to advocate for something in life.
All right, now let's get into our fire questions.
Okay, far away, man.
All right. I cannot live without
food.
My secret weapon is
my tongue.
I always have
something to do.
I will never
shucks. I'm not very fast, eh?
Okay, here's another one.
I will never be able to not exercise.
All right, two more. I hope
I can win at the next Paralympics a gold medal.
And I regret
nothing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lazan, for having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was really a privilege.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.